Address of the President in connection with the annual Red Cross campaign, February 28, 1952, in the President's office.
Are you gentlemen ready, Chairman?
All ready.
Stand by, please, and I'll give you the door, Mr. Chairman.
Each year during the month of March, the great heart of America beats a little more strongly. It's the time of the annual Red Cross Fund appeal. During every year, day after day, throughout the nation, the people with skilled and willing hands that are the Red Cross answer the call of those they are trained and ready to succor. The serviceman in camp or hospital, at home or overseas, his loved ones left behind, those who have been hurt in the defense of our country, the victims of nature's fury across the street, across the nation, these are our neighbors whose call we heed. Today our nation is building its strength to protect our peace and security with armor and might. So too must your Red Cross be strong with a spirit of voluntary service in the great partnership of people helping people. Answer the call of your Red Cross. Your membership is its strength. And now the Honorary Chairman of the Red Cross will honor us by launching our 1952 fund appeal in the name of all those who serve and are served under the symbol of the American Red Cross. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
My fellow Americans, I want to tell you something about what the Red Cross has been doing this past year. The Red Cross is your organization. It is relieving human distress and suffering at home and throughout the world. In doing these things in your name, as you would want them to do them yourselves if you could. First and foremost, in the last year, the Red Cross has been helping men and women of our armed services at home and overseas, and especially in Korea. It has provided the wounded with life-giving blood and aided the troubled and distressed to solve their problems. Through the Red Cross, you have been standing at the side of our servicemen and women, giving them comfort and hope wherever they may be. In this last year, the men and women of our country have given over 1 million pints of blood to the Red Cross. That blood has saved thousands of lives on the battlefield and in civilian life at home. That is something to be proud of. Every single one of you who gave some of that blood has helped to save a human life. I hope you'll do even better this present year, because it has been proved time and again that blood transfusions will save human lives when nothing else can. The Red Cross has also been busy this past year in bringing relief to the victims of floods and disasters. Last summer, I flew over the devastated areas of Kansas and Missouri when the floodwaters were at their height. Homes, factories, even the fields themselves were destroyed. In that great flood, over 24,000 families in distress were given help by the Red Cross at a cost of nearly $14 million. Your contributions made this possible. Recently, I flew over the floods in the Ohio River Valley in Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Ohio, and Kentucky. The flood damage was considerable, but thanks to our flood control system in that area, it was nothing like what it might have been. There along the Ohio, as in Kansas and Missouri, the Red Cross has been on the spot helping people. Red Cross workers helped to evacuate over 1,500 families as the waters rose and set up many Red Cross centers to care for the homeless and the hungry. The Red Cross was there as your representative, helping people in trouble, just as you would want to do if you had been there yourself. The heroic work of the Red Cross in time of disaster, its day-to-day service in saving lives, its constant help to men and women in our armed forces, these are the things that have made the Red Cross a living expression of our great tradition of neighbor helping neighbor in time of trouble. The Red Cross asks only for the resources to serve you and your neighbors. It's a great fellowship of men and women, and boys and girls in our land voluntarily bonded together to give friendly help to others in time of need. This is the cause of true brotherhood. and it deserves the participation and support of everyone. As the Red Cross volunteers begin the 1952 fund appeal, I urge you, my fellow citizens, to answer this compelling call of humanity. I got mixed up. I thought I had to make those stops on that.